if this were truly just a prospective rule, I think the impact would be much less severe. But even large contractors like Lockheed Martin, and in fact, Marianne Lavin, Vice President of Internal Audit at Lockheed Martin, was present to talk about what their company is doing. And for them, for the large contractors who already have these very effective and robust business ethics awareness and compliance programs and internal control systems, the really difficult thing about this rule is that although the requirement to disclose is prospective, they have to now go look back and see what their actual knowledge was on contracts that are still open and contracts that were closed within the last 3 years. And in the government, closing out contracts can take a really long time. So you can have a contract where performance has stopped a couple years down the road and it's still not closed out, and the requirement applies 3 years after that. So what Lockheed is doing is it's looking at all the records that they still have to see if there's any actual knowledge where they haven't disclosed it. And for them, the biggest issue I think they're seeing is in this significant overpayment bucket, which is a lot of times in contracts. Contractors really just sort of work this out on their own or very discreetly with a contracting officer, but there wasn't really a requirement in the past to disclose it, so they didn't mark down in a handy-dandy recording system, did we disclose this or not? You know, we corrected it. You know, responsible contractors would have already corrected that, but now they're having to go back and figure out what did we actually do, and does it now meet the requirements of this new rule? So for those large contractors, that retroactive effect is huge.
And so when you say there the new requirement is to report this, what's that mechanism like? I mean, what do they have to do in order to report it, even if they've rectified it?
Well, it depends upon what it is. If it is one of the criminal law violations involving fraud, conflict of interest, bribery, or gratuity, or Civil False Claims Act, they have to now go report that to the Office of the Inspector General, and they have to copy the contracting officer. That's a sea change, because now what you're doing is you're inserting the inspector generals into the contracting process in a more direct way than they've ever been involved before. And that is one of the mechanisms that we think may be a true sea change in the relationship between the government contracts community and their contractors. If you just have significant overpayments, there are already FAR clauses that already require you to report those overpayments. Those only need to be reported to the contracting officer. The key that I'm referencing before is now you're also going to be want to show your suspension debarment official that you've done this, so the recording of that disclosure to the contracting officer is going to be formalized more than it ever has been before.
Well, I don't know how long you've been covering federal contracting as a lawyer, but if you take this and all of the other initiatives that are coming out of Congress and out of the administration with respect to the contractor-government relationship, do you think we're turning the clock back to the Brooks era, Brooks Act era, when it was considered an adversarial relationship and everything was very tightly buttoned down? Do you think we're getting back to that, turning back reforms that started under the Clinton administration?
Absolutely. I see that absolutely, because one of those the keys of the reforms of the Clinton administration was to empower contracting officers to be able to make decisions and take risk without having this concern that somebody would look over their shoulder and question their judgments. There was also an idea that if you allowed the government and the contractors to have more of a partnership in the relationship, that it would benefit both sides. And I think both the government and the contractors realized real gains from that in the ability to negotiate through difficult issues, difficult compliance issues, without creating that adversarial relationship. And I have heard many instances with our clients where things that really should be contract interpretation issues or negotiated, somebody raises that flag, it's False Claims Act or it's fraud, almost immediately now, because there's a concern that if they don't, they will be perceived as somehow sponsoring fraud. So I think we are turning back the clock.